Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Dr. Suzanne Stock, board-certified specialist in orthodontics. Dr. Stock is pleased to provide braces and Invisalign for children, teens, and adults in Iowa City and across Southeast Iowa. More online at drssortho.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Gideon Kidd is 9 years old. He lives in Cedar Falls, Iowa, and he loves dogs. A couple of years ago, he decided to share that love with the world, and with the help of his mom, Rachel Bronigan, he created a blog to share pictures of all the dogs he meets. Earlier this year, Gideon and Rachel decided to start tweeting these canine encounters, and now the Twitter handle at I've Pet That Dog has more than 89,000 followers. Gideon and Rachel are here with me now. I've also brought two of my dogs, Cooper and Opie, to work today, so they'll come in a little while. But let's talk first. Hello, Gideon.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks.
And hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Now, Gideon, I understand that this started a couple of years ago, but it's pretty clear that you've always loved dogs.
Yes.
And you have a dog at your house?
Yes.
Tell me about your dog.
His name is Walter. He likes to sleep. He loves tummy rubs and being pet. He likes going on walks. I take him on a walk every day, but he hates it when he goes in.
Oh yeah, he's not ready to quit.
Yeah, so we have to sometimes we do this. We sometimes put him, like, on a lead. What are they called? There's, like, I don't know. They're, like, these.
The lead in the backyard.
Lead.
You tie a tie
yeah.
out in the backyard. So, Gideon, what made you want to start a blog about petting dogs?
I just thought of it. And I love dogs, and I want to show the world how dogs, these amazing creatures.
And when Gideon said that he wanted to start a blog about petting dogs, Rachel, what was your response?
Well, he didn't say a blog. He said he wanted to take pictures of all the dogs that he met. And I was kind of confused at first. I didn't know what he meant. And then he said he wanted to put them up for people to see. So I said, like a website? And he said, yeah. So we decided to try it. I didn't think it would last this long, though.
Right. And so, Gideon, when you decided you wanted to put these pictures up so people could see the dogs that you met, what did you want people to take away from that when they looked at those pictures?
I wanted them to, like, I wanted them to look at the dogs and, well, I don't really know. I just wanted them to, like, have more people that love dogs.
Okay, so you just wanted to share your excitement with other people who
yes.
also love dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you decided to move to Twitter. Why did that happen? How did that happen?
I wanted to make my website bigger, and my mom suggested Twitter, and so I did not think I would get this many followers.
No,
first,
I'm sure not.
I just happened with, like, 70, 80, stuff like that. And once it was up to, like, 500, I was like, yes!
That's huge!
And after school, 1,000.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So on Twitter, you don't just share a picture of the dog. You also share a little bit of information about each dog.
Yeah.
Just two or three sentences. So when you meet a dog, what do you ask? How do you find out what you want to share with people?
I normally ask, for starters, can I pet your dog? And what's his name? Its name.
Uh-huh.
And then I ask about the dog, like, where did you get the dog? How old is the dog? What type of breed? Your dog's personality? Any funny stories? Do you like playing? Any favorite toys? Then when the person tells me it all or says, no, I do not want to get the dog on the website.
Oh, does that happen very often?
Not often at all.
Yeah. People are pretty good about sharing their dogs.
Yeah.
And so you get all of that information and then you write a little description?
Well, actually, Well, my mom posts it, and I basically we get out a piece of paper, and like my mom writes down like gentle and kind.
I write down the notes.
Yeah,
right.
The notes.
So like, here are the most important things that we learned about this dog.
And then I fit them all into a tiny paragraph, and then post it up.
Nice. And you've probably met all the dogs in your neighborhood by now.
No.
No?
I still see, actually, no, we are not like we are the person that goes in the afternoon, but we have been thinking about getting up early and getting the dog, because today I had to walk my dog at 7 o'clock.
To come here. Sorry.
Yep. It's okay. It's okay. Well, anyway, so I saw 4 different dogs that I haven't got. Two white little fluffy dogs and one little, like, tiny shih tzu. I don't know how to pronounce
it. Wow. You said it just right. So okay, maybe you have to change the time of day that you go out to meet dogs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, if you go out in the afternoon and you've met all the dogs in your neighborhood, how do you get a dog? Where do you find a new dog to meet?
Sometimes we go to the Humane Society.
Usually the Cedar Bend Humane Society, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, or if it's on a Saturday, do you have a farmer market in Iowa City?
Yeah.
We go there. And there's one time we got 6 dogs, and there were like 20 dogs there. But we couldn't write up that many Twitter things.
Wow. And do you sometimes save them up for later if you meet a lot of dogs at once?
Yeah, if we meet like 2 dogs or 3 dogs and then we see another, we're like, we're good.
We've seen enough dogs today.
Yeah.
All right. So you went on Twitter. And as you said, Gideon, it started to explode. You had 500. Then you had 1,000. Now you have 89,000. Why? And Rachel, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Why do you think Gideon's Twitter feed resonates with people so much? Why are people so interested in this?
I think it's just the simplicity of it. It's a boy, a dog, and a short story. It's not an opinion. It's nothing polarizing. I think it's just the simplicity, and people love dogs.
So as this Twitter feed started to grow, because 1,000 was just the beginning, Gideon, what was your reaction when you started getting 20,000, 30,000 people following your Twitter account?
I was like, yeah!
And Rachel, what were you like? Because that's a lot of people following your son on Twitter.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, just could not believe it. Every time we would check and it would go up, just amazed. I never thought it would get this big. I thought 1,000, 2,000 tops.
Right. So did that scare you a little bit?
I think it's something I monitor. So he's not online alone. Everything he posts, I'm there to make sure that it's okay. So he doesn't see things I don't want him to see. I monitor who he follows. So I'm not really scared of it, but it is, it's crazy. It's just such a surreal experience.
Gideon, do people recognize you now? Like if you go to the grocery store or the swimming pool, do people say, hey, I've seen you on Twitter?
Yeah. It's kind of actually strange because one time I was like walking, I didn't notice this, but in a grocery store at Hy-Vee, my mom noticed it though. So, a woman didn't like say, "Are you? I pet that dog, Gideon." But they were like tapping on her husband,
like
and
pointing
like,
and whispering.
Yeah, and like, "Hey, is that him?" And like pointing.
Wow.
And it was funny.
So that was funny. Is it ever annoying? You're okay with being famous right now?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you since people started following this? I know you were featured on the Today Show, and of course things went a little bit crazy after that. But what do you think is the strangest thing that's happened?
The strangest thing is how when the blog was only the blog,
mm-hmm.
I never got noticed with like strangers, and now right now, actually, about two days ago, a woman was like in her padlock and like was really talking about me, saying, "Look, it's Gideon," and
oh,
I'm
wow.
like.
Yeah.
She was in her
like,
car,
yeah.
and she recognized you. Yeah.
No, no, it was in a house.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, let's bring the dogs in. I brought two of my three dogs to work today because one of my dogs doesn't have very good company manners, so she stayed home. But I brought two boy dogs in. There's Cooper
Yay!
And Opie.
Hi, Opie. Hi, Cooper.
And here they
oh,
are.
Sorry.
It's all right. Hi. It's all right.
Hi, and Cooper.
We have some help also. The Tess and Ella Dorman are helping out with the dogs because I knew I had to be on the radio. And Opie's got to come over and greet me. So you met my dogs before
yeah.
you came on the show. What would you ask me about them? We can start with Cooper. What would you ask me about Cooper? You know he's a boy and you yeah. know his name is Cooper.
Yeah. What type of dog is Cooper?
Well, Cooper is a mutt and... So we did his DNA test, and apparently he is border collie, lab, beagle, and collie all together.
Whoa!
So he's a lot of different kinds of dog.
Where did you find Cooper from?
Cooper came from an animal rescue in Des Moines called Heinz 57 Rescue. And he and his siblings in his litter were actually left in a cardboard box next to a road. Someone abandoned them there.
Mm-hmm.
But they got rescued. And,
Yay.
Of course, then Cooper came to our house.
Which Yay! Is,
yes, pretty yeah. wonderful. And all of his brothers and sisters got adopted, too.
Yay.
And he's 6 years old. And you notice Cooper's a little bit heavy. Cooper had a knee problem a couple years ago. He tore his ACL in his hind leg.
What is an ACL?
Well, it's the it's a ligament in a leg. It's kind of the thing that helps you bend your knee. And
like a muscle?
Well, sort of. It works with your muscles. And he couldn't walk without hurting. So he was in pain all the time. So he had to have surgery, a pretty major surgery, to fix his leg so that he could walk without pain. And then he became the laziest dog in the world. And it's really hard to get him to go out for walks now. So we have Opie and Ginny, the one that didn't come, and they get lots of exercise. But Cooper, we have to beg him to go for a walk twice a day. But he's a really sweet boy. You already know that, though, because you
yeah.
spent a lot of time. And you said you spent a lot of time rubbing his tummy.
Yes.
That's
when
his
I
favorite
stopped,
thing.
He's It was like hitting me slowly.
Yeah. 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 All right. What do you want to know about Opie?
Let's see. What kind of dog is Opie?
Opie, we think he is a coonhound, like a red tick coonhound, but we haven't done a DNA test on him.
Okay.
And he came from the animal shelter in Oskaloosa. And we got Opie for maybe the silliest reason ever, because our dog Ginny needed somebody to play with. So we kind of got her own dog.
Really?
So, right. We adopted Opie to play with Ginny. And he does. We call them the 24-hour party dogs because they play and they play and they play. So Cooper's 6 years old. Ginny, the one who's not here, is four. And Opie is about two. And he's a very good boy, but he's not very smart. But he's very sweet.
Yeah. I have a question for both of your dogs.
Okay.
Well, first, what is Opie's personality?
He is happy almost all the time. And he has a big smile. And you can see, well, sometimes you can see that his tongue is a little too long for his mouth. So his tongue sticks out a lot. But he's pretty energetic and he's pretty happy and he's very, very sweet.
What is Cooper's personality?
Cooper is also very sweet. He's smarter than Opie. But he just likes to sleep all the time. He is not a morning dog. He doesn't get up when everybody else gets up in the morning. I have to make him get up to go outside and go potty before I go to work. But the other dogs, they're up before I get up. They wake me up in the morning at 5.
Wow.
They're morning dogs. So, Gideon, you're going to share these stories on your Twitter feed, and people are going to learn a little bit about these dogs. What do you want the people who read that, what do you want them to do after they see these pictures?
One thing before I answer that question, could I have a question for both the dogs?
Oh, sure.
Do you have any funny stories of both of them and all of your three dogs included?
Oh my gosh, I have so many funny stories. It's hard to think. Well, just this morning, I'll tell you about Opie and Cooper coming to work with me because Cooper was really nervous. He didn't think we should leave the house in the rain because he's scared of thunder and rain. So he was really nervous. And we got here and they were both a little bit hyper and a little bit nervous. And then the UPS man came. And Opie just exploded because the UPS man comes to our house, too. And, of course, he has to protect our house from the UPS man. But then he was shocked to see the UPS man here. And I wasn't ready for him to start barking and defending the radio station from delivery people. So that's just one of the things that happened today. But we only have about a minute left. So once – and you can ask me a lot more questions after the show if you have more. When people look at your pictures – on Twitter, what do you want them to do?
I want to go out and pet some dogs.
And why do you want people to go out and pet dogs? Why do you think that makes their days and their lives better?
Because the dogs love it. It's nice to have like a little... a tiny bit of company from the dog to just lay there on your lap.
Yeah, it just makes everybody happier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Gideon, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks.
And Rachel, thank you.
Thank you.
Gideon Kidd and his mom, Rachel Bronigan, they are the people. Gideon is mostly the person behind the Twitter handle at I've Pet That Dog. He now has more than 89,000 followers. He is 9 years old and he lives in Cedar Falls and he's going to pet a lot more dogs. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.